Akia, how was it being married to me?
It's alright.
Just alright?
I don't know what
you say. On a scale of like 1 to 10. Like, what would you put being married to me at?
I only married one person, so I don't really know what being married feel like.
Can you just entertain a question? Like, how do you feel?
Like a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's high. I wonder if, like, people who are married say, like, I would do this with you all. Would you do this with me all over again?
Yeah, I mean, I like a challenge. I'm not against that. It's just, I think, I always said this, like, nothing's going to be perfect. And it's not going to be a 10 out of 10 because that shit would be boring as fuck if it was 10 out
would
of 10.
Would it be, like, a 10 out of 10, like, phenomenal, like, sparks flying every time I see you? You know, I'm damn near floating like the cartoon that smell of pie.
I mean, that's cool. I guess.
Does that exist? Like, in normal people land. Like, I think rich people probably feel that way.
I don't think all the time. I don't think so. But hell no. I think they way worse off than we are.
I think LeBron and his wife probably like they probably be floating to one another.
I don't know. Okay, so.
But a 6 though? Shit, I gotta, like, if you give me a 6, I can't give you a 6. Yo, I gotta go down at least 5.5.
What was you gonna give me if I didn't say nothing?
Can't use that now, because you already done put your.
I mean, like, really? Like, how can you base your answer off of me? Like, you're not even being truthful. You can basically say I'm better than you. Yeah.
It is what it is.
So if it's a 10 out of 10, you should just say that. Say it.
I don't know why you're yelling at me, because
if it's a 10 out of 10, say it.
You ain't gonna give me a 6, and I'm gonna give you, yeah, me with you, about the 10.
You didn't even ask what the 6 was. Why it's a 6, did you?
Why is it a 6?
Do you even want to know? Because I had to tell you to ask me.
I mean, the number just threw me off, took me back so much, I was like, it don't fucking matter. Shit. Oh. Like, why would I need to know why I'm a 6? If I'm a 6, it ain't going up from there. How is it, like, we've been married for what, 4 years? 5 years?
Almost 5 years.
And now I'm a 6?
I mean, what was the question again? Make sure I'm putting it on the right scale. What was the question again? How I rank our marriage, right?
Nah.
See? What was the question?
Like, do you even listen to me when I talk?
Why you?
Like, I'm asking. Do you listen to me when I talk?
You know, memory loss forms in my family. So, like, don't talk. Like, just answer the damn question.
I said, how would you rate being married to me?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah, 6. That's what you said. Oh, wait.
Yeah, asshole. You know why I say 6, though, for real?
Nah, I don't know why you said 6. Please explain.
Oh, okay. I'm like, damn, do you want to know or not? Like, go. So basically, we, like you said, we have only been married for 5 years, or almost 5 years. And 2 of those years, we didn't even live together. And I just think there's still so much more we can learn about one another for someone who's going to spend their lifetime together. And I do think we got some kinks and things that we can figure out or make better or learn more about each other. But, like, I think 6 is a strong, sturdy number and, like, an honest number. I think when people say stuff like that, oh, 9 out of 10, because 10 sounds too perfect, but you're my favorite person ever. But keep it at 100, like, you even like me like that sometimes. And I don't even be liking you like that sometimes. So, like, just... let's just keep it real. A 6 is a strong number.
Could have said you're gonna say like 7.5, 8 though.
That's the numbers you give people when you be like, oh, how do you look? No one says a 10 out of 10, because most time people don't look at 10 out of 10. They be like, yo, like a 7. No, this is me being honest and truthful. So
you mean to tell me you would marry me again?
Yeah. I truly feel like you are my person. Like, I don't.
Whole 6.
I don't think I would marry anybody else. Just to keep it real. I mean, it's easier not to be married.
Is it you think it's more relaxing?
Being married?
Nah, being single.
So when I say being single, I'm thinking about, like, I think the dating part probably can be frustrating, and then, like, I mean, I like dating, but I'm sure it can get old. But, like,
so if you could just date me, that would be perfect, and not be married.
Well, that wouldn't quite work if I wanted to have a family.
I mean, like common law marriage, you know, people do it all the time.
No, that wouldn't work for me. And I mean, like the way we... work for me. I can't explain that, but like, if we was to have had a child or like the things that we're doing now, being married, I had to be married for it to happen. For us just to have a... You'd be my baby daddy? I mean, I think... I told you, I think you've been a great baby daddy. But I would not have... I don't see myself giving myself as much as I have. Or, I feel like I could be very flexible sometimes and just like, because you're in a marriage, you try to watch some of the things you say and be understanding. You got to care about other people's feelings.
So you wouldn't be that way if we were dating?
I don't think I would be.
Because I remember easy you. To it. I remember you dating and you were very appeasing to me.
I don't think I would be that easy to, not over a long period of time. I think so I would. I think the marriage really, because it's a commitment in that way, it makes me think twice about what I say and what I do and how I do it.
You know, so like you didn't ask me why five and a half.
Okay. Because I was still explaining my six. Like
no, I got your six now, like I don't like it, but it is what it is. I don't have to like everything that you say.
So why?
Because I don't like everything that you say.
Okay.
You know? Like.
You don't like 90% of the things I say. You don't even like what I'm saying because I'm cutting you off right now and you get frustrated by it. Go ahead.
Would I marry you all over again, though?
Would you?
I don't know.
Why?
Because now I know what marriage is like. And I'm like, it's cool. But to do it again, I'd be like, for what? Like, I already did it once. I don't need to do it no more. If me and you got a divorce or whatever, you wouldn't marry nobody? Well, if me and you got a divorce, I definitely wouldn't marry you all over again. I'm going to stay single.
But see, that's not how I answer that question either. I know. Because... I asked you differently. Yeah, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why would we get divorced and then get married again?
You know, some people are like...
That's crazy as fuck. That's not even how... When I say get married... No, I would not marry again if we got divorced. No. But if you were saying, like... I had an opportunity to take a step back and be unmarried to you, would I have done it again? That's how I took that question.
That's probably more or less how I phrased it.
Exactly.
But I took it a different direction. Because... if I had to take a step back and be married to you all over again, I probably...
You wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it. Nope.
You only married me because you were going overseas.
I married you because you wanted to be married.
No, I said I had to be married before I be out here risking it all to some nigga.
Therefore, you wanted to be married.
But you didn't want to be married. That shit crazy. We got problems.
No.
We do got problems.
How is it a problem?
Because you basically don't even want to be married. You just here because.
Because I love you.
I don't think I like you. People, love ain't got nothing to do with it.
What you mean? It had everything to do with why I married you.
You did not marry me just because you love me.
Then what was it then?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I just told you. Yeah, because I didn't want to subject myself to this thing people call holy matrimony? Nah. Like, I don't see the purpose in being married. Like, that's... I don't like what people have to give up and all the...
Do you feel like you...
the legalities to it. I don't... Nah, I don't like that.
So,
I don't
do you feel like the concept of marriage has stood the same idea with our marriage? Whatever concept of marriage you believe marriage was, do you think that is consistent for our marriage?
Yeah. If I had to just say marry you all over again, I wouldn't. But if you say, would I be with you all over again? Absolutely. Because I don't.
That don't work for me.
I understand it don't work for you. And hopefully we ain't got to go through that then. And hopefully there ain't no, well, this didn't work out, y'all. Married and unfiltered is over. This didn't work for her.
I don't like when you say that though. Because it sounds like you just gave in. Just And as we talk about it, I hate the fact that I was okay with you not wanting to be married and getting married. I was just like, I hate that I feel that way.
To me, that's so crazy.
Why?
Because, like, the way I look at it is, I wanted to make you happy. I wanted to keep you in my life. I wanted to be with you forever. Like, I just don't like the concept of marriage.
So
that's my only issue. I don't like that when you marry somebody, like, the whole, like, your credit, your life, your everything is now linked to this other person.
But think about it. If we weren't like that, we wouldn't be where we are today. And you know that. Like,
What do you mean?
Just the things we have, the...
No, I mean...
The life we're living, the family we have, our comfort... Like,
I understand what you're saying because that... I can't see it that way. Because for me, I've seen people be boyfriend and girlfriend for years and have everything we have.
Yeah, and I
could... But, and that's the point.
Yeah, my point is I wouldn't have given in to that. I would have been like... I mean, we might have lived together, whatever the case may be, but, like, I wouldn't just up and move where you're at without, you know, maybe I'll try to see if we can get in the same place, but that's not priority for me. Like, that's priority. Like, right now, or before I took the new job, where it was, like, this up-in-the-air thing of I have to stay here because my husband's here, that I would have left. I mean, you know, I hope we've been together, but, like, because we're married, I feel this obligation that, hey, I need to do what's right by this marriage.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted you to feel that way. I didn't want you to be like, well, he ain't put a ring on this, so I'm a, sorry, guys. See you later. Like, no, I didn't want that. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, like, you wanted it. And so, in order for me to get what I wanted, I had to get you what you wanted. Sound like maybe a quid pro quo, but it's not a good business move.
I don't like it. It just sounds like you were coerced in getting married. Like,
I didn't have to make the decision at all. I didn't have to do anything.
I feel like I was coerced in getting married.
You could have definitely said no. I wasn't like, if you don't do this, like no. It was a question.
A coerced into this marriage.
You like, you said this shit in front of my whole family, so now I gotta say yes. Like, nah. You know, you don't even get down that way. Can't nobody force you to make you do nothing you don't want
to
do.
I mean, I wanted to, but I hate that I accepted the fact that your concept of marriage and my concept of marriage essentially is just not the same thing. And I was okay with that, but I didn't give it time enough to be like, to think more about this marriage thing. It was just like, you want to get married? Oh, what the hell? Okay. But, and then we got married instead of like really thinking about the piece of, okay, you, I'm not gonna say you don't believe in marriage, but you don't like the idea of marriage, but I truly believe in it. But understanding your point of view and my point of view, and I don't think we've ever clearly understand. You can say it a million times and I can say it a million times, but I think that we never really got to like the degree of it out.
I thought we did. I was perfectly like,
I wasn't.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I get it. I don't deny it. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Well, I don't understand where you're coming from, man. I don't understand why you don't agree with marriage. I mean, maybe the concept of not, you know, necessarily knowing it growing up, but I don't get it. I don't understand why you were so against it. And then when you were so against it, why you asked me to marry you, and you just asked me to marry you so I could be happy? Like, that's crazy.
But to me, the fact that you can't accept my feelings about it is crazy. It's like the fact that I could be like, I understand what you're saying. I understand how you feel. And I'm not against it.
And then he said, like, I forced you into this marriage.
I'm looking at you straight in the eye.
But it feels like I forced you into being married.
I'm a grown-ass man. And I'm telling you, no, you didn't force me to do shit. I wanted you. Like, how? If someone tells me that they want me and they go and they take the steps to prove it, I don't know how you cannot understand, regardless to what I may personally feel about marriage. I don't know how you can now take my personal feeling about the institution of marriage and say that I don't.
Cause that shit crazy.
It's just an opposing opinion. That's it. It's all but it is. It's an opposing opinion.
It just feels like if that's your opposing opinion, that you just settle in some way with being married or getting married. You settle with me. That's where my head's going with it all.
Then that means I would settle with anybody. Right, I could have settled before you if that's the case.
You could have, but you didn't.
Because I didn't want them. The stars didn't align for me to be with them. Mm-hmm. You were the one I chose. You were the first person I ever asked, mm-hmm. and shall be the last.
Because you said you're not gonna remarry me.
Again. I'm not gonna remarry you or anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping you ain't gonna try. You ain't forcing me to. So, all that shit you were saying. Do you love me or not? Yeah, girl. I love you. I love you forever.
I know you love me. It's just the fact how you feel about marriage is what bothers me.
And so, you know what you say? You said, accept. I didn't. You're upset that you accepted.
I'm not upset. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you said you're upset that you accepted the fact that I have these feelings about marriage. Are you saying that if you didn't accept it before, you would have said nah, because me and you don't got the same ideas and views when it comes to marriage?
I just felt like you settled, and I think that's what bothers me more so than anything. Like, it's just this feeling in me that feels like you were just, you say you didn't like, you don't agree with the concept of marriage, but then you met me and now you're doing it for me. So I think that part is just what I feel unsettled by, and that I never really questioned it. I didn't question it at all. I was just like, okay.
Because you was excited.
I was excited, and that's what.
Oh, just excited about the concept of getting married, but not excited,
I was excited
that
about,
somebody
no, that somebody to wanted to marry me, and I think that's what I don't like. Because for the fact that somebody didn't want to be married, and then all of a sudden, so it's just that I
don't understand. I don't get it. Like,
it's okay.
I settled. I hate that you see it that way, because I don't see it as me settling. I just don't. I'm sorry.
Is it me settling that I'm concerned with? That the person who didn't want to be married, all of a sudden he says that he wants to be married, and I just say yes, all willy-nilly, and go get married in a month?
Do you feel like you settled? Like, cause I promise you, if you still feel like you settled, if you still feel like this was just a nigga trying to keep you, like, not too long ago, you just said I was your person. So I'm kind of like, huh? You settled, but you settled with your person? I'm lost.
I don't know. I think it's another day. I gotta do some work shit real quick.
Okay. What time is it?
15 minutes past 4.
All right. I guess I get ready to pick up our daughter. Settle to make a baby with you and everything. I settle on this goddamn house. I settle on that cars outside. I just settled. Can't believe you.
You can't believe me.
I can't. I think that one gonna kind of bother me, yo. That one gonna kind of bother me.
So that's like how we have a real conversation, though. How that went.
That one kind of got me like, are you serious? Like, I hope you really take a hard, like, you take some time and really think about that one. Very, very hard to help articulate what you're trying to say to me better with that one. Because I feel like I'm missing something, or you're not saying it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not saying it right.
I think something is kind of missing in that one. And it got me feeling a certain kind of way.
So, I'm not saying... I think the fact that you didn't feel... You didn't care for the idea of marriage, and maybe it's just this concept of me just being all willy-nilly with it. It just, like, right after you said, do you want to get married? And I'm just like, yay. And I think maybe I'm subtle with myself for not question. I didn't question it at all. I think I asked one thing, and I said, are you just getting married because you're going to Germany? But I don't think I took the time for myself to investigate more and understand.
But you,
where did your feelings change?
But you do realize that that's not the case, right? Germany is like black dude heaven. You don't get married before you go there. Like, that's not what you do.
I realized that wasn't the case about going to Germany. But I think the reservation or the issue I had with myself was that I didn't probe enough, and I was just okay with saying yes, without understanding more on your side.
Okay. All right. I mean, like I said, like, I know guys that go to Germany don't ever want to come back. And I wanted to come back to you.
I understand.
Your crazy ass. It just told me I settled. If I settled, God damn.
You mean settle with something great?
I'm just saying, though. Like, if I settled, that's like, girl, I can't even see, maybe you settled. I think that was, you settled for me.
No, I don't feel like you took
a downgrade, and you settled for me.
I ain't downgrade, trust that. But,
oh, okay. Well, then I can't see how neither one of us settled then. Were you just you were just so excited about being married that you didn't think about?
I think that's the problem. I think I'm so excited about somebody wanting to marry me. I didn't give myself the time to say,
you can't say, do our views on marriage align?
No, it's not do our views on marriage. Like, is this right for us? Is this the right move for us? Because I was so excited about you proposing to me. I don't think I got past the... I didn't question, or I didn't think. I just reacted quickly. And maybe it's the quickness that I bother at myself and not taking more time. But maybe I just felt like he was right and just was like, okay, let's do it. But I think as I step back, sometimes I'm like, why didn't I stay more? Why didn't we talk more about it? Because we didn't talk much about it. It was really like, I remember laying across my bed when I was in Chicago, and you asked me, I'm going to ask you a question, a serious question. You know you always be playing. He was like, will you want to marry me? And I'm like, what? And I jumped up and sat up straight. And I'm like, huh? And I asked about the Germany thing. And then we just talked. I'm like, yeah, I'll marry you. But maybe it's just, you know what? As I'm talking through this, maybe it's not necessarily that we got married. Maybe it was the action of how it happened. Like, I think you didn't, you know, the engagement part, but maybe that's not how I was expecting it to occur.
Okay.
But
it wasn't how you envisioned you would get married. Or something?
No, well, the way it happened, because for someone who said they weren't interested in marriage, that was honestly not something that we talked about, but that wasn't something that I was even thinking about. So I don't think I had the time to
ask yourself if that's something that do you want
to
be married?
To take it all in. Because, like, top level, like, yes, I wanted to be married, period. I didn't know you were going to be the person I was going to marry, because you were the person who didn't agree with marriage. You were the person who...
Yeah.
I told you were going to be my baby daddy. Like,
yeah,
I did not see that.
I understand. So you felt like you said yes too quickly. at the end of the day?
I just think I reacted too quickly. I think that's where I'm more concerned. I guess if I say frustrated with myself that I didn't take the time to make sure that is what I wanted. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, I'm happy and I'm happily married is what I want. But in that moment, I reacted. And I think most women react and they don't think about it. And a lot of times they be in bad situations.
So basically, you just happy that, like, you happy that your quick reaction worked out well.
My knee-jerk situation did work out well, but I think if I think about other people reacting, it probably isn't as.
So you just feel bad that you made a good decision without taking your normal rational process making.
I'm mad that I didn't take a rational. That's it. I'm mad at myself or frustrated with myself that I didn't do my normal rational thought process in making that decision. Because you know how long it may take for me to make decisions and shit.
Well, I just kind of thought because you knew this was the right decision that it was a little brain.
But it wasn't a key. It was like, it didn't go through the filter of my brain. It just was like.
So what you gonna say? Hey, babe, you know, you want to get married? Give me about 2 weeks and I'll get back to you on that.
So let me think about it. Let me sit on that shit real quick.
I'm gonna tell your ass with an ass. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck you talking about? I never said that shit.
Let me sit on it.
You know, I'm in the moment type person.
And not trying to be funny, but that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, your in the moment actions kind of scare me a little bit sometimes. Like, in that case, because I'm like, is that really what you want to do? Because you are this, impulsive is not the word, but you just like, right now, let's do it. Come on. And that's not me. And you doing it, it's like, damn, is he just doing this because that's, like, he really want to do this? Like,
everything I do, I really want to do. I don't never do nothing I don't want to do.
That ain't true.
What you mean? I wanted to marry you.
I ain't gonna marry you.
Oh, you talking about other stuff?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got what you have to do and what you want to do. But. Man, you know, I always wanted to do this with you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like out of all the women that I dated or was even remotely serious in, that, you know, this is basically with hindsight. If it wasn't you, I don't see it really working out very well.
Anyone else?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Probably would have had some good moments, but not. I think I would have had a divorce on my hands. I think if me and you get a divorce, it'll just be because, you know, you want to see if I'm actually remarry you again or some shit. You'd be like, challenge, game on, you know, challenge accepted.
Game on, nigga.
Yeah, type person you is. Mm.
I hear you, babe.
You feel I'm better?
Yeah, it was a good talk.
Okay.
Crazy that we recorded this shit, but it was a good talk. Cause I always kind of felt like, damn, did I just be like, yes, just because if I in this need that I feel like I had to get married, but was he the right person to get married to? But you were. I think I'm just frustrated that I didn't give myself that time to think about it. And tons of people do that and they do a knee-jerk reaction and it ain't right.
Yeah, I think.
And I mean, there's, as I said, we definitely a 6 out of 10, and we got some opportunity to work on us in our marriage. And
okay, definitely 5.5 out of 10. Well, and I think we definitely got some opportunities too.
I didn't even say you, or I didn't say specific. I said we.
I said you.
And I said we. Mm-hmm. So
maybe that's where we can be better. Our marriage is to your 6 out of 10, girl. Please, girl, stop. Girl, stop. You know, you should ask some other people that question.
My marriage is?
Yeah. Where your marriage? Where y'all at? Where you think you at? On the scale of 1 to 10.
I'd probably laugh because I'm pretty sure everybody going to say above 6. And I know damn what I should
be like. I'd be like, oh, for real, huh? So you say y'all are 12? Y'all through the roof, huh? Well, damn.
I mean, but there's definitely things like, I still think
I ain't mad at you.
I don't think I speak my mind all the time. And I don't think you do either at times for a relationship, just to keep things.
You have to. I don't think anyone should speak their mind all the time, because I think there's a proper time and place for everything. And sometimes it's better just to shelf that one for a later date.
Yeah.
And I can understand that. It's sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes. Not all the time you gotta let that shit fly. But sometimes you gotta know when to just...
But I think both of us being that way, we... I think it just made me think, like, man, am I just being too easy? Do I just let, you know, get away and I don't push back? But I'm sure you do the same thing and think the same way sometimes that about that. But yeah. And the thing we accept, and I'm like, am I just accepting things because it's easier to accept? And will it bother me in the long run? Or, you know, should it something I bring up? And I'll be trying to figure out, like, when should I bring up, like, that, those feelings that I'm like, okay, I think this really does bother me.
But you, I guess, I think the way you present things to me is before you should, like, just shotgun me with, like, new random bits of information that I didn't know was coming, you know? So the communication piece, I feel like, is gotten a whole lot better in how you present your emotions to me, because, you know, that's a foreign concept for me. So you've learned how to communicate that. Like, how someone else communicates their emotions to their significant other gonna be totally different because they ain't me. And you've learned how to talk to me. And I feel like I've gotten better at acknowledging when there is an issue, or identifying when there's an issue. And sometimes meeting you at the same point you have an issue. So, I don't know. I think, yeah, we got room to build, but hell, I think, you know,
we do it
all. If we're going to be a six, we're a strong six.
But it's a solid six.
I don't know. You say six.
That sounds so bad, but I don't
know. I can't help but to equate six to looks, and then it's like, if someone say, yeah, you're a good looking six, I'm like,
I also believe when you go on the scale, but listen, when you're looking at a scale, you have to be honest with the scale. And when you're not being honest, it's basically those bonus points you get at school where you get the credit but really don't mean shit. I don't want to just give you credit because, you know, it helps you pass. I want us to be able to close that gap of what is, you know, where those issues are, and recognize that it's not perfect and we both have work to do to be able to make the relationship
in
great.
Texas,
so that's why.
In Texas, 60%, that's failing.
This is failing for us too. But think about the greatest scale kind of trash, because if you think about it, basically from a 0 to a fucking 60, you're failing. That's 60%, but the other 40% you passing, that shit ain't even equal. It ain't even 50-50. If you look at it from a 100% scale and you break it to 50, I ain't saying it was a 5. It's above average.
Good point.
Oh! I never get good points. Did you really agree with that? Did you really believe that was a good point?
Now you need validation.
How do you need validation? Do you really
think? Do you really think? I'm just saying, this
nigga's
joking.
You're fucking with me.
That's the part I'm not gonna answer. All right, let me go pick up our daughter.
I'm actually gonna go with you.
Oh, okay. Guess I'm gonna stop recording this bonus footage of Married and Unfiltered.
Okay.
This is Married Unfiltered. Unfiltered.
These are the conversations we have when, like, we be trying to do the Married Unfiltered conversations, but, like, stop. This is like when we talk.